One of the things, and I think we've all done this, is cooking food to the proper internal temperature. That's one of the most common mistakes. And we eyeball it rather than checking it with a probe thermometer. And that's why, you know, microbiologists say that's a very bad thing to do, that you really do need to use that thermometer to know that your meat, poultry, and fish, and even some other things are fully cooked, because that's how you can get foodborne illnesses. The other common mistake, and I have done this myself, and when I read about it, I was like kind of appalled. Many recipes are now calling for taking frozen vegetables, thawing them in the refrigerator, and then using them directly in cold soups or salads or different things. And that is absolutely should not be done, because if you read on the package, the manufacturer expects you to cook those foods, and you should not let them thaw and then simply use them in recipes.
There are all different kinds of thermometers that folks can buy, you know, from the less expensive to, you know, ultra expensive. How do you know which is a good digital probe?
Well, I always go to America's Test Kitchen. It's one, or Consumer Reports. Those are two of my favorite places, because they do independent testing, and I think they can really be trusted. So I actually just bought myself a new probe thermometer, because I think it's, I realize how important this is. And America's Test Kitchen has tested a lot of these devices. I bought a ThermoWorks ThermoPen MK4, and I have no financial interest in any of this. It's pricey. It was $99, but it really got such high marks and has been getting those marks for a really long time that I thought it was worth it. Mm-hmm. If your budget won't allow that, one of the other ones they recommended was LavaTools Javelin Pro Duos. And if you're really on a tight budget, then there is a ThermoWorks ThermoPop, which costs $29. And let's face it, you know, whether it's $29 or $100, if it prevents one case of foodborne illness in your family, it's worth it.